everyone. Welcome back to Rally Caps. It's a podcast for artists, entrepreneurs, and everybody in between. I'm Steven.
I'm Eric.
Why'd you
Dang,
do that?
Dude.
And I'm cheating.
That was even faster than the last episode.
I know. Last one, I
did
was
you
like,
notice that too?
Yeah, I was on it. And then at this one, I was like, I'm going to do it really fast this time.
Wait, did you do it on purpose last time?
No, not really.
Well, no.
Kind of. I don't know.
Well, good. I'm going to start doing that too. As soon as, okay.
Practice
we'll get it. Yeah.
Just say that I'm Steven.
I'm Steven.
I'm Eric.
Gene.
Just
Gene.
Say
he's just like, Gene.
I'm not anyone. Gene.
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 Gene. Gene.
Tarzan.
Gene.
Jeez, man. You had one job, Gene.
Well, I deserve an applause.
I love you on soundboard. That was kind of meant to be, I think. Hey, welcome back to the show. Today, we are chatting about probably one of the most special days of our collective careers that happened only 3 days ago in Franklin, Tennessee, when we premiered our very first feature documentary for the very first time to a room of like 250 people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was absolutely bananas. I think we're all still pretty wiped from it.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a very, very chill, candid conversation about all that, just sharing thoughts and impressions and just all of the feelings that came from that night.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Because it was absolutely insane.
Yeah.
I think the most resounding question is people come up to you and be like, how do you feel? And what was your answer?
When people asked on the premiere night?
Because people asked you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
How does it feel?
I kept saying, like, I don't even know how to put it into words. Like, it was pretty, like, overwhelming, I think, was not in a bad sense. Just, like, it's overwhelming the amount of things that I'm feeling right now.
Yeah.
Like, the sense of accomplishment and, you know, 2 years of work being summed up into one night of sharing and just all of the kind of, like, technical stuff that we were trying to figure out right beforehand.
Yeah.
And I feel like my brain was split in a lot of different, like, problem solving, enjoying, a little anxious, very happy. Like, there's a lot of things just all happening at the same time. And then there's everyone asking, how are you feeling on top of that? And I'm like, honestly, I don't even know right now. Like, it's changing case by case.
Yeah.
Like, in real time, like,
yeah.
1 minute I'm, like, super stoked, and the next I'm like, I want to cry because I'm so happy. And, like, there's just so many feelings swirling around, like, all night long. Did you have like a go-to answer you're giving people?
Yeah, I think I kept saying I'm calm.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I thought I was going to be nervous and I never really felt nervous at all the whole night, which is really strange. And I think it spoke to how prepared we were to share this thing.
Gene, did you feel nervous at all?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think from the very beginning before we left.
Yeah.
Up until the very end. Yeah, I was definitely
so the
nervous.
Entire time.
Yeah, and I was like I wasn't embarrassed about sharing that I was nervous. Like, it was something I think worthy of being nervous about when you spend that much time on something with that many people involved. And like, for me, it wasn't so much like, oh, are people going to like this or not? It wasn't so much that. It was just, man, we spent so much time and energy on this. I've never worked on something creatively for that long or been a part of something where you wait that long to show that many people.
Yeah.
And it was also the like the physical manifestation of actual people physically in front of you watching it when I'm so accustomed to numbers, right? Like YouTube views, Instagram likes. But it was my first time at least seeing that many people in one room watch something that I was a part of. That's crazy.
Yeah. Like,
that's why I was nervous. And the Q&A, I was frankly very nervous about that too. Like, it's not like I love being the center of attention or public speaking. So I was nervous about that too.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I was definitely nervous up until tech rehearsal. And then as soon as everything looked and sounded good and we were able to test it in the theater and actually like see the theater and everything, I was immediately like ready to go. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Nothing's going to go wrong. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Now I can just like enjoy myself, which felt very good.
Yeah. And the exact thing we assumed would happened with needing.
Oh yeah. Of course they had an archaic. Yeah.
System, yeah.
Dude, they were running everything off of like a 2015 MacBook Pro.
Yeah, in ProPresenter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we knew that they would. I was like, "What do you want to bet that they'd like need a thumb drive or something, like a USB-A thumb drive?"
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, when we came in, he's like, "Yeah, we could." We're like, "Yeah, we have it on an SSD. Could we run off an SSD?" He's like, "Yeah, for sure."
Cool. I handed it to him. He was like,
because it was USB-C to USB-C.
Do you have like he literally said, do you have a normal USB? I was like, well,
this is the new normal.
This is normal. This is normal.
But yeah, we can go find one. Yeah, 100%. We had packed two and an adapter on top of that. Yeah. But yeah.
But there was definitely that moment of like, all right, nobody panic.
Okay. We're fine.
Nobody panic. We will find the thing. And then sure enough, like I went to my bag. I'm like, I don't have one. Mm-hmm. Do you have one? Do you have one? He's like searching through his drawer of cords. He's like, I don't have one. We're all like, okay. Okay.
I was like, that'd be cool if, I don't know, you guys had the cable. Imagine that.
Or use USB-C.
I was pretty surprised that like, or use a more modern laptop. Yeah. I get that. Well, no, I actually don't, because they need the I/O and the new MacBooks have all the I/O that you need for a setup like that. So
yeah.
Yeah, no, that was a little, like 5 minutes of just like,
yeah. Bleh. And he's like, I'll just run it off the SSD. And I'm like, could you just transfer it to the computer and play it off the computer just so like, just in case someone bumps it in the middle of the movie and tears the cord out of the computer, like maybe. And he's like, oh yeah, sure. So he goes to copy it to the computer and he's like, there's not enough space on the computer.
I was like, that made me nervous. Also, I was like, you shouldn't be running your computer with that much space available.
Like, brother, it's a 32 gig file. Like, yeah, means you only have 25.
That's a pretty chock-a-block full hard drive right now, my guy.
He's like, I need to clear 18 gigs or whatever. We're like, yes. Oh, gosh.
Oh, so you currently have 12 gigs of space available?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, yep, okay, just run it off the SSD. He's like, I promise I won't touch it.
He's like, I'm the only one back here. I swear I won't bump it. I swear.
He's like, we do this all the time, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay.
All right, cool.
Which also, just to clarify, if anyone is like, what are they talking about? Why do they need hard drive space available? It's good to operate with like headroom on your internal hard drive or SSD, because if you don't, things can go south really quickly.
Yeah.
Like most computers will use available space on an SSD internally as like hot swappable RAM to perform functions. Yep. And if your internal drive gets too full, very bad things can happen very quickly.
Yeah, I even had a conversation. I was like, well, can we just run it off my computer? And he's like, yeah, sure. Do you have ProPresenter? I'm like, no.
He's like, no, I'm not a church from 2008. I don't have ProPresenter on my computer. I hadn't, when he said ProPresenter, I was like, I literally haven't heard that name in 12 years.
It's been a while.
I haven't heard that program name in so long. He was wonderful, though.
Oh,
he was,
yeah.
He was amazing.
Fantastic. Shout out Brendan.
And he's the great lighting setup that he had for the Q&A was awesome. Actually so dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But did you guys, were you guys noticing? I think we talked about it, Gene, but the lights changing as we were going. Like the color temperatures and everything. I was like, this is actually so cool.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
All the photos that people were taking from the audience, I was like, damn, like the uplighting behind this thing. I was like, this looks so sick.
Because I thought it would just be like a couple spotlights.
Yeah.
But it was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it was, I feel like it spoiled us in that sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like every other one we're going to go to now. Just gonna be us standing in the front with a microphone, maybe, or like passing one
with like folding chairs.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Something like that. It probably will be us passing stuff. And they were wonderful to work with.
They were great.
Yeah. Like the whole setup was very, very cool. Felt very special.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like an appropriate first screening of the film.
But we were doing a mad rush at the end, right before we left for the theater, like getting all the posters in plastic sleeves and. Like, well,
rewind even 30 minutes before that, going to Michael's to buy the plastic sleeves to put the posters in, and like the foam board that we were attaching our giant poster to, and the easel, like everything.
That's
we were assembling everything like 45 minutes before we had to be there.
But it was a true team effort, and we just nailed all of it in that time frame and had plenty of time left. Like we really only needed 10 minutes for tech, but had a full hour. So we sat down.
Yeah. I was going to say, which was really nice to have that time, because it gave us, I would say, probably our shared most special moment of the weekend, which was, tech rehearsal.
Yeah.
We watched, skipped around a little bit throughout the film, and then just played like the last 15 minutes clear on and just sat down, and the three of us just sat in the back of the theater. And
cool.
I was like sobbing. Mm-hmm. It was like the coolest moment. Dark, empty theater. Just the three of us like seeing the emotional climax of the film, like it was truly
so astounding to see it in that format with that screen and that sound system. It was so crazy. Different than mm-hmm. anything we'd experienced yeah. in dealing mm-hmm. with the film up until that point. So that alone, mm-hmm. the first swell leading to the lead title was like,
oh, crazy.
Oh my goodness.
Even just like the clock, like the seconds hand yeah. ticking at the beginning, I was like, this isn't from a laptop.
Yeah.
yeah.
Or AirPods, or even nice studio yeah. monitor. Like this is a surround system in a, mm-hmm. like a huge room. Like it was very cool to hear and to see everything portrayed that way. Mm-hmm. Like, especially considering we edited the majority of this on a laptop screen.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
like a 16-inch screen, and this was like a 23-foot.
It was huge. Screen. It was like crazy.
The biggest screen we've ever seen this thing on.
Yeah.
Was there anything in the film that you saw that like? You're like, oh, I didn't really.
No, really? It looked great. I honestly thought it looked so good. Yeah. I was trying to enjoy it too. Yeah. I will say, like, I was trying to like. We've looked at it. We've watched this thing like hundreds of times with a very critical eye,
yeah.
and I think I just wanted to get caught up in the emotion of the crowd and being there with our families and our friends and just like enjoy it as much as possible. There were a few audio things that I did notice, which I think
we already knew.
We already knew. Yeah, I don't think there's anything new.
Good.
That we yeah no we it was just, it was really just that one section near the end where
the little pop
the yeah the, there was a pop but we knew about
even then it didn't even feel that distracting
no
at
it
all
was, it was okay
yeah
because it's basically like a change of audio from one sound bite to the next but all of the sound bites after that are at the same level yeah. so once you hit that initial pop it just becomes white noise
normal yeah
yeah
which is nice mm-hmm. but yeah it was. Like, honestly, so insane.
All of the last mastering we did audio wise in the last week
mm-hmm.
felt so Dude, appropriate.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
We are not audio people.
No.
But I feel like we did a pretty good job in a very short amount of time getting yeah. it even.
Yeah.
Like I don't know if it's technically properly mastered. I doubt it is, but
no.
I think levels wise, everything blended really nicely together. Yes. So relative, like within the context of the film itself, it sounded well balanced.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That, there was literally no part where I sat in there and being like, what did they say? Well, yeah. I can't hear that.
Right.
Mm. That, I mean, some parts you need to rely on the subtitles, which was totally fine as well.
Yeah. It's a documentary.
Yeah. But, and even like some of the music was definitely louder, obviously, but that's mm-hmm. what we planned, and mm-hmm. it felt really good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
At no point did it peak. Mm-mm. Speakers didn't clip, Mm-mm. anything like that. Like, it all sounded really good.
Even some of the interviews that were rougher audio-wise still sounded
yeah,
great.
Still sounded great. Yeah. yeah. I'm still, every time I listen back to it, I'm always shocked at how good Tina's interview sounds.
Yeah.
And Bill, too, the two of them, just with yeah. the Sony clip mics.
Yeah.
Dude, those things are like $99. They're not 32-bit.
Nope.
They don't have like a nice capsule or anything. They're literally like memo recorders for business people.
Yeah.
And we just threw them on outdoors near a crackling fire, and they sound great.
Awesome.
Like it's ridiculous how good they sound.
Well, even just, I mean, one of the biggest laughs of the film was something that Maddie's dad said, and I don't think it would have been as well received if he didn't have a mic right on him.
100%.
Especially because it captured the depth of his voice and how he sounds so well.
Yeah.
Completely agree.
Which was really awesome. It was fun to just have him there experience that as well. And then being like, wow, he got the biggest laugh of the night.
Mm-hmm. Which felt so
deservingly so. Yeah,
it was, Bill is the man. Yeah. Oh my gosh. He's just such a sweetheart. He and Tina, they're just so kind for welcoming us in as much as Joe and Maddie did. Like, they were so hospitable the entire time. Gene, you flew down to the premiere.
Mm-hmm. Lucky.
And then eight of us drove down.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear what your experience was like flying in, because you also picked up a good friend of ours, a friend of the show.
Yeah.
A multi-guest appearing friend of ours.
Yeah. Yeah, the flying experience was good. It was... the reason why I flew was because I needed to be home as fast as possible because Lois was busy with work.
Mm-hmm.
So really just kind of respecting her work as well and just maintaining that. But flying was good. It was like everything was great. And it was nice because when Chris Chu, who is the friend we're referring to, was booking his flights, we kind of coordinated things together so that his flights would work around when I was going to get in and come out. And he was already waiting there when I landed. And then the day that we left, Levi graciously drove us to the airport. So all three of us were leaving that morning. But yeah, it was nice traveling with Chris.
How many hours of sleep did you guys get?
Like two and a half at most. It was brutal. I
dude, because it was daylight savings too.
It messed me up. I got up like bad. It was. I remember that night. I didn't drink anything either. Like,
wait, you didn't drink anything after the premiere?
No. I had when we were sharing drinks, like the whiskey. I think I drank a little of that, but like I was like, there's no way I'm going to wake up if I need to do everything in my power to make sure I get up. I can't like miss this flight. But I think we slept like 2.5 hours. The crazy part was when we were driving to the airport,
I heard this.
Levi was so out of it. Understandably, we're like, he was about to run a red light. We're like, I didn't say anything. I was like, am I seeing this right? Am I wrong right now? And then he was like, woo, woo. And then Chris, too, I could tell he was a zombie because when Levi was asking him questions, it would take Chris like 10 seconds to respond. I think I was the most awake person. I was barely awake. But yeah, that was like, it was fun because that night, too, it's not like we wanted to cut it short. We all knew it was daylight savings, but we all wanted to hang out and celebrate and just be together because we knew, too, that it's so rare, kind of like a wedding when you have all of your people in the same room at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's a rarity for that collective group to be together all the time. Yeah, right. So I think all of us really just wanted to enjoy it. And I remember that night you went to bed with Sabria and then...
I didn't say goodnight to anyone.
You did.
Okay. I don't remember. Did I?
You did.
It was kind of just like you were silent and you're like, I'm going to bed.
That's really what it was.
And then you just walked and then you upstairs. Went upstairs,
yeah. But I remember Chad, me, and Chris went upstairs because it was the room that we were sharing. And then like... Everyone just like came in. Like Cyrus just like sat on the bed. Steven came in on the side of the floor. And I was like, no, okay, I'm going to hang out more. And
in time your kept, bedroom?
Yeah. It was honestly so much fun.
Oh, good.
But time kept passing and I was like, okay, everyone, you need to get out now. Like we need to go to bed now because this is getting crazy. Like I'm not gonna wake up. But it was a lot of fun, like even like that last moment, just being together.
Yeah, that's such a good photo. We should throw that up.
It was so much. Funny. It was so much fun.
But, it was like this cascading effect because the three of you went upstairs.
Yeah,
Chad was. You went upstairs with them, right? I think.
Yeah, Chad was like half asleep the entire time. He was like this, just like yeah. Just like he's kind of gone at that point.
The three of you went upstairs, and then I followed because my room was also upstairs, and so I was just like peeking my head in to say goodnight, and then I think I like stepped in to say something, and then I heard a commotion behind me, and it was Bean and Alec and Cyrus, and they're like, "Oh, are we hanging out here now?"
That's what it was.
And then we just all piled in, and then all sat down, and I could just see Chris be like. Oh no.
Yeah.
Because he already had like a couch cushion makeshift bed on the ground. And like, he's like, I gotta sleep.
Poor Chris, but everything was good. Traveling was good.
I was looking through Instagram stories when I laid in bed. And I was like half asleep reading them. And Sabria just kept being like, just go to bed. And I was like, no, I want to see what people say. And Shua, who couldn't make the premiere, like wrote this heartfelt thing about how he wished he could be there and all this stuff. And all I did was just send a heart. I just sent the heart and nothing else. And Sabrina's like, go to bed. That's so rude. Like, you didn't say anything. The next morning I woke up. I was like, I'm so sorry. All I did was send a heart. Wish you could have been here.
Wish you could have been here. Double tap for like.
How is the driving for you guys? Like, the going down there, coming back up.
It was a lot of fun to all be together.
Yes.
Very fun to all be together. We all crammed in the van.
D-E-D dead.
Yeah.
The way down was fine.
The way down actually went very quickly.
Yeah.
But
I was driving the whole time, so I didn't feel like it was as quick because we hit traffic two times.
Yeah.
To me, the drive down went very quickly.
The drive home didn't. Oh.
Drive home didn't.
The drive home was bad.
We were all.
Eric, you drove most of it still.
Yeah. Still drove at one point, I was like, Steven, take the keys. And then we all fell asleep, and Laura and Steven were up front having to stay awake.
And I'm not kidding. That 1 hour that I drove felt like the whole day. I was like, dude, this being this tired and not expecting to drive, and then driving, and the car is silent.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's brutal.
Dude, it's tough. I was like, there's no way. There's no way. So we just went to Taco Bell.
Nice.
Did. Yeah.
Did you guys? You guys got coffee too before you guys left?
We yes. did. Yeah, we, yeah, went, we to went to Crema.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. And it took them 25 minutes to get Laura and I's quiche.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty bad.
It was. I didn't know. I was like, hey, do you guys, we were just waiting on two quiche. It was like 15 minutes. Like, you guys have like our food? He's like, yeah, it's on the list and it'll be out in a few minutes. I'm like, great. I thought quiche was a cool dish because it was like pre-made and all you had to do was heat it up.
Yeah.
So, is your microwave broken? Is your
see it right there. It's
is
right
it
there.
Over like a fire? Are you heating over a fire that you had to build in the outside?
That lower your standard of crema?
A little bit. I was like, this is outrageous for how long this is taking. The quiche itself was delicious. I was like, we got it. Just especially when you're like road trip, got to get home.
Yeah.
Like those minutes felt so long. I'm sure. I was like, you guys have got to be kidding me. Yeah. Like this, they were slammed that day too.
Was it the location like, with the deck?
That yes. Yeah. Okay. It was the same one.
Like
yeah.
when we got there, we couldn't even get in the door.
Are you serious?
It was
we had to wait out on the deck.
Packed. It was a Sunday. Yeah. Oh man.
Yeah. All the Nashville churchgoers were just bumping.
Then,
well, they weren't at church. They were getting coffee. So
yeah.
After
in
all
between
the,
services.
Well, after all that, after all the driving that day too, we had to pick up our kids in two different locations.
Yeah, that's the worst part. I feel like for you, like
when did you guys get home?
We got back to the studio. Everybody dispersed, and we had to go pick up the two oldest at one place.
Back to the studio by 6:30, and then you guys dipped.
Yeah, so pick up the two kids in one place, two kids in the other place. Dude. Drive home, put them all to bed. We were just like, oh my god. So I decided to not run the next morning. That's why.
That was you'd probably hurt yourself.
Man, selfish guy.
I'm still recovering from that.
Oh, all of that. I believe it.
Because I still got the miles in both days, but I just had to run like 22 miles in a 12-hour span. So I came in today and I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah.
Miserable.
I'll be better by tomorrow. Just took 3 days.
So yeah, the travel for everyone was pretty brutal, whether you're flying or driving.
Yeah.
Bean also came, but he was driving separately.
Yeah. Well, he didn't drive either, so.
Yeah, his Tesla drove him.
Which honestly, not bad, but also his trip was so much longer than ours because of the route he had to go on to hit chargers and the time he was waiting at each charging stop. Like it took him so much longer.
Yeah, two to 3 hours more.
Both legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was supposed to pick us up from the airport.
That was hysterical.
Well,
that was pulling into town. It was like 5 o'clock, and you guys landed at 3, and he was still 2 hours behind.
I talked to them about that after. The big reason for that is because he was picking up his M11 from Mike's, which I had known about, but he ended up staying there for like an hour and a half.
That's what he said that. He said they were talking. I'm like, of course, I get that. Like, we just Ubered. It was fine.
Yeah, but see, when we were like, oh yeah, he has to pick them up in like 30 minutes. And like I found him on Find My and he's like 2 hours behind us. I was like, nope.
He's like, you guys can wait there. I can pick you up still. I'm like, no, it's okay. I'll see you at the house. I'm not going to wait here for 2 hours at the airport. I'm good. Thank you though.
It was great to get to the Airbnb and you guys were already there.
We only got there like literally 5 minutes before you guys.
Cool. Oh, really?
We just beat you guys there. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I would have thought you were there for like an hour before we were.
No, we just got there.
Oh, dang, okay.
How wild is it to feel, like obviously we felt all of the responses afterwards because Q&A went maybe like 5 to 10 minutes over and then only gave us about 20 minutes left on our rental.
Yeah.
And one of the workers came up to me and was like, dude, hey, you need to leave. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, we'll get charged.
Like, you need to get out of the theater. I'm like, okay. So we get to the foyer and there was like 5 or 10 more minutes and they were all like, you're going to get charged overtime if you don't. And we're like, okay, everybody get out.
Yeah. I was like, hi, everyone. Thank you so much for coming to the movie. You need to leave now.
Yeah.
please. We can't afford an extra hour.
I don't think they could have kicked us off the sidewalk, but they're like, just go out to the sidewalk and you can carry your conversations on there.
Yeah.
So what I was getting at is it was so cool, obviously, to experience all the conversations and how the film affected people and their thoughts and all of that stuff. Before that, even though I wanted to see if you remembered our close friends, Levi, Brad, and Josh all turning around and looking at us when the movie was over. Did you see them do that?
Yes.
That was really special.
Yes.
Cause it was that look of they turned around and they didn't say anything. They just looked at us and it was that you could understand exactly what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was really special.
Yeah.
And for me in particular, Sabria was right next to me and she was just full blown tears. And it's not often that she's like that. And we debriefed on it, and she said it was just overwhelming to finally experience it that way and to know all the sacrifice from everyone mm-hmm. that was put in to make that night possible.
Mm-hmm.
Core memory kind of stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I digress. What I wanted to ask is, what were your experiences and feelings of the things that were said to you, and how wild is it in an Instagram era where people can tag you in stories and essentially give a review immediately of the film and get their response to you? How did all of that feel?
Hey, cool guy. Oh, yeah, perfect. Crickets? Nice. Nice. Are they going? Yeah. Excellent. Okay. You're up.
It was... From start to finish, it was overwhelming for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm still processing it. Frankly, like, I think this will take me a while to process, but there's, like, distinctly one observation I had during the actual screening that I don't think I'll forget. There's a guy, so we were in that front row, but there are chairs, rows of chairs in front of us, mm-hmm. and there's this guy in a hat, and I just remember, like, occasionally during some of the most, like, emotional parts, he would just be nodding.
Mm.
Like, almost like, wow, that's like, that either affirms how I feel or that resonates with me.
Mm.
And just watching like him nodding and reacting physically with the actual film, like, I'll never forget that. It was like, wow, this goes well beyond social media or even like artistry, but something was made that like resonates deeply with people. Mm. And to watch him just nodding at different parts of it, I was like, well, that's so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think as far as like my feelings throughout the entirety of the process of being down in Franklin, I felt like kind of like a bipolar person. I was like so excited at times, so nervous at times, so like sad at times. With like, even though I know the story and I've seen the film multiple times, I still felt like I was watching it for the first time in that theater. And there was a reason why, like, as you guys were finishing up last week, like, the final revisions, why I kind of stayed out of the room was because I wanted that experience of being able to see the final thing with everyone on that big screen.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy I did that. I know you guys couldn't do that because you guys were working on it. But for me, at least, I kind of felt like Sabria watching it for the first time, even though, again, I've seen it multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
Really thankful for everyone that came out. Really encouraged by people's words. And I wasn't looking for affirmation, but I very much felt affirmed as a creative, as people were saying very wonderful things to us.
Mm-hmm.
As far as social media, I was off of it as soon as we were like in the busyness, even before like the Hobby Lobby, all the shopping. Mm-hmm. At that point, I wasn't looking at my phone. So the first time I looked at my phone was like right when you guys all went out of the bedroom at 3 o'clock. I hopped on for like a minute and overwhelmed by what was happening. I was like, oh, I can't even like properly process this right now. So I'm going to just do this later.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember starting to look at everything kind of at the airport when I was waiting for my flight, but really more when I landed and just seeing everything. And it was weird. I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know. I don't really know what to say because I'm still processing everything, but, very much overwhelmed by the response of everyone. And I think if anything, I'm like, man, this is just a small, small, small taste of what's to come as more people see this. And I can only imagine like how many more people are gonna be impacted in such a positive way or encouraged with whatever they're dealing with by watching this film. And for us to play a small part in maybe like changing the trajectory of someone's life just a little bit, that means a lot to me. So yeah, really encouraged by people's response that weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the social media component of it was pretty wild.
It was nuts.
I've never experienced anything like that before. That was pretty crazy. And I think it could have been overwhelming at times, but more than anything, it was actually really sweet to see everyone's night or the perception of the night, like from their eyes.
Yeah.
Like, oh, this is where so-and-so sat. This is the number ticket that so-and-so got. This is who they came with. This is like their experience of the night. And to know that we were the ones hosting that, to like get to have like a small look into what it looked like for them or what their takeaways were, the emotions that were stirred up inside of them. Like, people were writing long, heartfelt messages about it. And I really tried my best to like see stuff before the story's disappeared because it is on a clock, you know, like just trying to like, at least if I couldn't reshare it, like just try to go through and acknowledge it and like, like it and respond to them in some way. Because it was so kind of them to pay to be there and to show up and to ask questions and to give support and encouragement and feedback. It's like, it's insane to think that this many people were so excited about it and like rallied behind this project and showed up, and that this will be the tip of the iceberg in that sense, that this will be a repeating thing in more cities as we take it more places. I do remember very vividly at the end of the film, as the credits were rolling and everyone kind of like, everyone kind of like, you know, mood lightened up a little bit. Yeah. Everyone's, you know, bopping along to the song and everything. And our names came up on screen and I had my arm around you at this point. And just, I don't even know who it was, but like someone just like clapped their hands on our backs as like, as our names came up. And I was just like, whoa, okay, that's pretty cool. Like that was a cool moment to just be like affirmed in that way by a total stranger that showed up just to support what we're doing. Mm-hmm. I was like, whoa, that is, that's gonna stick for a while. Mm-hmm. But also similarly, like going with Laura was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
She had seen none of it really. That's like she didn't really want to.
Yeah, like she was like, she said she never saw it before that night.
Yeah. She heard bits and I showed her different clips or sequences that we were working on sporadically, but nothing even close to what the final was. And it was really cool for her to be like, that was amazing. Like, it's just, you know, like, cause, and I appreciated that too. Cause she's like my favorite critic because she knows me better than anyone else. And she's able to give really insightful feedback on the work that I'm producing. And for her to just be like, that was amazing. And like really mean it was, it meant a whole lot. So, that was very special. And then, as far as like feedback from other people in the theater, it's just, it was so cool to see this many people like touched.
Hmm.
Like I'm so happy that we stuck it out and treated Joe's story the way that we did and pushed deeper and found ways to make it as relatable to others as possible, because that will be the thing that people remember from this film. Yes, it's beautiful. Yes, there's some impressive running times. Yes, there's some beautiful images. But I think that will be the thing that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what people already did talk about. Like that was the stuff that people said on Instagram in their stories when they wrote little, you know, quick little snippets or reviews or thoughts and feelings. Like that's the stuff that they talked about. Everyone said, I was expecting this and I came away floored. I was crying. It was this, that, the other. Like this was like such a beautiful film. I'm like, man, that is like, there's no words for that. Like that is such an incredible feeling.
Seeing themselves in Joe's story.
Yeah.
And recognizing really the work that they need to do in their own life.
Yeah.
That's what we knew people would walk away with. So seeing it confirmed in people's words and that was their experience was pretty wild to see.
Yeah.
To know.
Also, we had, this was made even more insane to me because we had a conversation about it beforehand. We were like, hey, for all the posters that we're either giving away or selling, should we sign them before? And we all said, oh, well, like the only person they'd care about signing is Joe. Mm-hmm. And we can just like let that happen afterwards. So we bought markers just in case to have on hand for people to sign. And people actually came up to us.
It was bizarre.
To sign posters. Mm-hmm. I was like,
I've never done that before.
I literally thought the first person who came up to me was trolling. I was just like, no, what? No, what? Are you serious? They're like, do you have a Sharpie? I was like, you want me to, really? Are you, me? Joe's, this not me? And then it happened over and over and over again. I was like, this is wild right now. I was like, I was completely floored by that.
Mm-hmm.
It was just the fact that we talked about it. We're like, oh, we ruled that out already. It was like, oh, it's not going to happen. Don't even, no, we're good.
Yeah.
If Joe wants to, he can't, but like, we're good.
Yeah.
Also, people came from all over.
Yeah.
When I asked, like, oh, where'd you come from? Or they would share. I was like, why would you come from Atlanta? Like, why did you come from Springfield, like here in Illinois? Like, that was crazy to me. People came from, and then the guy from China.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what the heck?
Yes.
Thank you so much, but why?
Why?
And Franklin's hard to get to. It's not a big airport. Nashville, B&A is not like New York or Chicago or LA. So I can only imagine when we go to bigger cities, who might show up from around the country or world. Mm-hmm. That was bonkers to me. So grateful that people came out from that far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Even
the feeling of stepping up on the stage in the beginning to say hi and mm-hmm. seeing a full packed theater was just like, wow.
What on earth? Yeah. Wow. No, that was very cool. It was also, we've talked about both of them individually, but I want to talk about them in the context of our Airbnb in particular. Having Chris and Levi there, like, in some ways for me, honestly made the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they have both been such large supporters and champions of the doc. Mm-hmm. Chris helped shoot parts of it. He is in it as a subject. Mm-hmm. Levi has been, like, such a rock for all of us throughout this entire process. And for the two of them to come from New York City and Colorado, respectively, just for 36 hours to experience this, to help, to sleeve posters, to run out to grab groceries for everyone, to make sure people are taken care of, was, like, such a humbling thing. Because they're both such incredible, talented, respected artists in their own rights, and they have families and have lives to attend to, and they carved out time just to come out for that, to specifically, like, just aid us and support us. And that meant the world.
Yeah. It's incredibly special, the things that happen when you build community and do something of significance. Mm-hmm. And you can the experiences you have in being surprised by the kindness of others that come alongside you really motivates me in particular, and I'm sure us collectively, to be that same type of kindness to other people when they inevitably come along with their own massive endeavors as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Ryan Booth was another person that really did that throughout the process as well.
That dude dropped so much, so many times just to be there.
And really, in a massive way, helped the film become what it is.
Mm-hmm.
So
I can't tell if it's better to ask each of them if they'd like to be in the credits, or we just call all of them consulting producers. Because I feel like for Levi and Ryan and for Mark Bone, who also played kind of near the end of the process of the film, but played a very substantial role, especially in the last, like, 4 months.
Yeah.
Just giving so generously. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really hard to put into words, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, it means everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's special.
Yeah.
So everyone's, you know, wondering what next steps are. That's a huge question we keep getting asked. And the reality is we can't give solid answers. It's just, it's so unfortunate that we're in this position where we have a finished film. We want to share it with so many people, but the process of premiering it and rolling it out slowly is a painstaking one when you share so much of it on the internet, because so many people want to partake in it, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they've been waiting a long time seeing the process of us making something like this. And that's where I think Hollywood has a huge advantage, because it's so much easier for them to keep things secretive.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we have to, like, constantly share about the things that we are working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are let in so early.
Yep.
And so if we had kept it quiet for 2 years and now just started unrolling the marketing, I mean, that probably would have gone psycho, because people would be like, what on earth?
Mm-hmm.
But there's no reality in which we could have done that with, you know, with how much time it took away from the other things that we were doing and needing to share that as part of our process and being online creators.
Mm-hmm.
But the rough plan right now is to hit major cities in the coming months. And we're targeting anywhere between May and July is the hope. And so looking at New York and LA and Chicago at the very least.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's minimum.
And then hopefully cities like Toronto, Dallas, Fort Worth, maybe Austin, maybe Seattle. Those are the ones we were really thinking of. And Boston. I always forget Boston. But that's the plan there. And then we have a phone call tomorrow with a potential distributor online. So those things are unfolding as we speak right now. And that's why we can't give definitive answers, because everyone's the most pressing question is, when is it going to be available online?
Yeah.
Even for people that just watched it in Franklin,
mm-hmm.
who like, are already being like, I can't wait to watch this again.
Again, yeah.
When will it be available to watch again? And so you're like, oh man, I don't know. I just don't know.
Yep.
So always so thankful in that process of everybody's patience.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's just, yeah, we have to be just as patient as well, because that's all we want to do. Yeah. Also, we just want to share it with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But we're hopeful to have some more solid dates, at least for the premieres coming in the next months.
More like proper announcements soon.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think if we haven't stated it explicitly on the show before, the three of us like to play things pretty close to the chest, and we don't like to give out false promises.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, one of my biggest pet peeves is when people are like, ooh, big things in the works, because 9 times out of 10 when people say stuff like that, it falls through and you just kind of like got people interested for a second and then just died away.
Yeah.
And we do not like to do that. We like to
deliver.
We like to actually deliver on the stuff that we're doing. So that is why we say things like, we're hoping to. Our rough plan as of now is just to put these like, you know, kind of couch expectations a little bit to set them where they should be, so that we can hopefully over deliver on that when we actually do announce stuff.
Because the reality is, of doing it this grassroots way and not doing it through festivals, you know, even a festival could be a possibility in the future. It's a minimal one, but at least having options open if someone were to come to the New York or LA screening, mm-hmm. and know somebody who knows somebody, and then all of a sudden we're in the room with Netflix or Amazon or whatever. Not saying that that's a very real possibility, but it's a possibility nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
a potential possibility. So if that's the case, then it's like, well, now we have to figure out what that could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a ton of nuance in that process as well. And it's just part of the process,
mm-hmm.
because that is going to get it in front of more people. That's just the reality of it.
And that's the hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's nuance in that as well. Do we want it to be broadcasted on that large of a stage?
It's
a team decision.
Almost terrifying to me in a sense, but it could be amazing also.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bridges to cross still. We are building the airplane as we're flying. That's what it feels like right now. But it's also very exciting, because at least we've gotten this first one done.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten that initial round of feedback. We've seen the tears. We've held people close when we've gotten to have that emotional catalyst to kind of get the wind back in all of our sails. And I think that is going to be the thing that we look forward to most at all these screenings.
Yes.
When, if, how they happen. Love you guys.
Love you guys.
And we love you guys too.
Yes.
We're watching and listening right now. If you enjoyed the episode, please, if you are watching on YouTube, like the video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment below. If you were at the Franklin premiere, let us know your thoughts in the comments. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of your favorite streaming platforms, please do us a favor and leave a rating there as well, because we want to get the show out to more people so we can help more people and hang out with more people.
And finally, if you are interested in all the details of Moving Still moving forward, please sign up for the email list down below as well, so you can be notified on all of the premier cities and dates and potential online distribution in the future.
Bars, dude. Moving Still, Moving Forward. That was sick. Moving I also still, just realized we haven't forward. Even said the name of the film the entire episode.
I think we did.
Did we?
I think I said it once.
I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
It's called Moving Still.
Yeah. There it is. So if you will watch till the end, nice.
Gonna work on our PR marketing.
Wow. As you said it, I was like, whoa. Oh, yeah, that's the...
Okay. Goodbye, we love you.